A very good question that I asked, that the world is so big and Islam just 14 years back, according to him, and people may not know about Islam. Somebody believes in Shiva as Lord or Brahma as Lord. So what's the problem? Someone believes that Jesus Christ is God. What's wrong? I, being a student of comparative religion, besides Quran saying it is wrong, even the Hindu scripture says, and the Christian scriptures regarding Jesus is God, I quoted. So if the Christian scripture says it is wrong, so why should the Christian worship? Tomorrow someone calls you God. Someone calls me God. Would everyone agree? What we have to do, what is wrong regarding calling Brahma as God or Shiva as God. If you analyze these statements, I mentioned Rigveda, book number 2, hymn number 1, verse number 3. There are no less than 33 attributes given to Almighty God in Rigveda, book 2, hymn 1 alone. One of them is Brahma. Brahma is called creator. God. If you translate creator to Arabic, it means Khalik. We Muslims have got no objection if someone says Almighty God is Khalik or creator or Brahma. But if someone says Brahma is Almighty God who has got four heads and on each head is a crown, we Muslims take strong objection to it. Moreover, you are going against Yajurved, chapter number 32, verse number 3, which says, Na tasya patima asti, of that God there are no images. Same thing Vishnu. Vishnu is called sustainer God. If you translate sustainer or cherisher into Arabic, Rab. We Muslims have got no objection if someone calls Almighty God as Rab or sustainer or cherisher of Vishnu. But if you say Vishnu is Almighty God who's traveling on a couch of snakes, he has got four hands, one hand is a discus, left hand he has a conch, he's traveling on a birdman of Garuda, we take strong objection to it. Moreover, you're going against Sweta Sitara Upanishad, chapter number 4, verse number 19, which says, Na tasya patima asti, of him there are no images. So brother, if certain people follow wrong things, if they follow Brahma as the creator who has got no images, the Almighty, without associating partners, there's no problem. Regarding a question that people may not know Islam, Islam, brother, as I said in my talk, is not a new religion which came into existence 14 years back. It is there since time immemorial. And Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, also taught Islam. He said, not my will, Gospel of John, chapter 5, verse 30, not my will, but the will of my Father. Anyone who says, not my will, but the will of Almighty God, is a Muslim. So Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, was a Muslim. He taught nothing but submitting your will to God, which if you translate into Arabic means Islam. Adam, peace be upon him, taught nothing but submitting your will to Almighty God. Noah taught nothing but submitting your will to Almighty God. Moses taught nothing but submitting your will to Almighty God. Jesus taught nothing but submitting your will to Almighty God. May peace be upon them all. If you translate into Arabic, it is Islam. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the last and final messenger. He was not sent only for the Muslims or the Arabs. Allah says in the Quran in Surah Anbiya, chapter number 21, verse number 107, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ, that we have sent thee not but as a mercy to the whole of humanity, as a mercy to the whole of mankind, as a mercy to all the creatures, as a mercy to all the worlds. Therefore, it is the duty of every Muslim. I ended my talk by saying the quotation of the Quran of Surah Al-Imran, chapter 3, verse 110, which says, it is the duty of every Muslim to convey the message of Islam to the others. And Allah says in the Quran, in Surah Fusilat, chapter number 41, verse number 53, Allah says, Sanurihim ayatina fil afaqi wa fi anfusihim hatta yatabayyana annahu al-haq, that soon we shall show them our signs in the furthest regions of the horizons and into their souls until it is clear to them that this is the truth. There may be some people living in some far off island which no one may have heard about Islam according to you. Allah says, he will put the message of the Creator in everyone's heart by the signs in the horizons and into the soul. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator, he himself will give the message of submitting the will to God directly. So even if we don't do the job, yet he will get the message. And then if you reject it, you will be a loser. If you accept it, you have passed this test. Hope that answers the question.